In a recent article in Trends in Plant Science, Alain Gojon and colleagues documented the decline of mineral nutrients in plants as CO2 content of the air has increased. The decline has been noted in many big experiments. Gojon et al. Delved into detailed biochemical mechanisms that likely are causes of the nutrient declines, which are, of course, somewhat worrisome for human nutrition, and not only for vegetarians, given that our food animals eat plants. It's even worrisome for pasta makers. Durum wheat for pasta has to have a high protein content, and that is essentially directly proportional to the total nitrogen content. The topic engages me further. My wife, botanist Dr. Lou Ellen Kay, and I did elaborate experiments growing sunflower seedlings with nitrogen and phosphorus held at concentrations in solution that ranged to extremely low values. We measured lower growth rate at low nutrient levels, but varying only as about the square root of the plant's uptake rate. Plants hit a compromise of sorts, reducing growth, but needing less nutrient per mass in a phenomenon we call functional balance. Later, Hormoz Basiri Rod, Harban Setia, and I did the same with varying levels of CO2 in the air. Same thing, a functional balance with lower N but more active N. Expect the trend to continue. Added to this is breeding crops for fast growth and less fertilizer need. Amend all those USDA tables of food values. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.